what I'd like to do right now, because we have a time constraint, lots of discussion is happening here today, so I would like to have you all participate in the discussion. I want to reemphasize the theme of our panel and our discussion here today, which is a new dark age or a new era for civilization. And the individuals who have so far participated on this panel have come from many different backgrounds, be it professors, filmmakers, doctors, political leaders, so forth. And I'd like to want to open up for discussion now so that you may be able to ask the panelists any questions that you may have. And after that, we will have other speakers. I will announce again where the evening proceedings will take place. We will have to leave this center. We will be going to another center just right around the corner. So don't leave. Don't get antsy. Don't get lost. We are going to continue the discussion now. So why don't people start to gather their thoughts, because a lot has been said here tonight, and go ahead and come up to the microphone and ask whatever question you like to. I'm going to take him first in the back there. Then you're next.
This is kind of about the hospitals. I know the best physicians to see would be the independent, but since you're getting less and less, would be better to go to a profit hospital or a non-profit. Like, you know, people working in hospitals, and they say, well, it's a non-profit. So I go to them, well, the CEO and VPs are looking for a huge bonus, so it's kind of like a profit. So what's your opinion and where patients should kind of funnel to? Between profit, hospital, or non-profit?
Hippocrates said, life is short, art is long. How does it go? The decisions are difficult. What I do takes most of my time being a physician. I don't really understand the difference between a profit and a nonprofit hospital. I haven't been able to find that in what I do. I can tell you my sense of what this is. I don't think there's that much difference. I don't see that much difference. I had worked with a Catholic hospital in the past, which was which seemed to be a principled organization. I think some of the hospitals which are answer to another master besides the dollar, that seemed to be better. But even those hospitals today, it doesn't seem like they have a choice. They're capitulating. This is a monster.
Thank you.
Ed Carl, I have a short question for the same physician, and maybe you might not know the answer, but I just wanted to raise it. My question is, well, what about the role of the FDA in this country and the way that, like, chiropractic physicians have been treated? I mean, I don't know a lot about it, but I think they're pretty much been bad-mouthed by, it's like a war between different philosophies of AMA versus chiropractic versus orthopedic.
Right.
So what? Maybe you have some insight on this, being independent-minded, and also about the way that people have a sense that the FDA is sometimes used like a Gestapo to suppress people trying to do research, to suppress people taking vitamins or other things. So I'm wondering, do you see that as do you see evidence about how that's working and how that you can evaluate? We can evaluate that and correct that problem, or maybe you don't see it as a problem. Thank
certainly,
you.
I think this problem has to be addressed the same way that we would address any other. And it's I'm glad you mentioned the FDA. These drugs are developed, drugs, food additives, obviously, and then they're brought to the FDA where they are studied. And a decision is made again whether, turn right, make money, turn left, and you're done. There's a panel of 20 physicians, and this was discussed at length in the New England Journal, but nothing changed. A panel of 20 physicians some of whom were paid by the pharmaceutical industry. Matter of fact, 95% of these 20 physicians were employees of the pharmaceutical companies. Aspartame, which is consumed by most diabetics in this country, was actually developed as during nerve toxin studies, and they found that it was sweet. So they took it to the FDA to use for a food additive. This is a class of drugs which are nerve toxins, and it was turned down. Well, they brought it back, and it was immediately turned down. Then there was a period of time during which unknown manipulations occurred. The third time aspartame was presented to the FDA, it was immediately accepted, and it's now consumed by the majority of diabetics in this country, who also happen to have largely diabetic neuropathy. These stories are nonstop. And you ask about the chiropractors, and I think, you know, from a holistic perspective, chiropractors, acupuncturists, Ayurvedic medicine, I nor allopathic medicine should presume to have all the answers. And other traditions have found some answers. There are many things that I do better than an acupuncturist. I treat appendicitis very well compared to acupuncture. But acupuncturists treat a lot of my patients who I failed. So it depends on it depends, you know. And we need to have that freedom to make these choices, which were denied by this juggernaut. These numbers are absolutely crushing. Did that help?
Yeah, and I think you've addressed it somewhat, and I appreciate what you did present earlier too, which is very insightful, and I think we need to study it.
Yeah, hopefully some of my references would be a jumping off point. It's really hard to put all these pieces together from all these different places, and there's certainly not any financial incentive to do that, to put these things into one place.
Yeah, we have a lot of work to do to create a renaissance.